Well, Zara, looking forward to giving High Kingdom a spin round badminton. He deserves a crack, doesn't he?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's nice to be back at badminton. Obviously, last year didn't happen at all. So, yeah, it's good to be back. The park looks amazing. The ground's great. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting him to the four-star again.
Well, this time last year, he was a horse who was under the radar, but then got his nod in the Olympics. But now, because of that, people sort of might have taken note that this horse is coming into his prime.
Yeah, I mean, Master Imps kind of developed quite late anyway, and last year probably was a year too soon, but you know, every time since Burley, every time 2011, he's got better and better and better, so I'm hoping, you know, he's still got loads to show.
How easy has it been to train a horse through this winter? Because your part of the world, it's been pretty wet, and indeed round here at Badminton. Has it been a difficult one?
Yeah, I mean, it's been difficult, just the temperature and, you know, they're not known which kind of season they're in. So it's been difficult with their coats and, you know, like trying to keep the flu away, all that kind of thing. And then you've got to work them in it. So, yeah, it's been difficult, but, you know, it's been difficult for everyone. And, you know, it's great now seeing the horses looking so well and getting some good ground to run on.
And the quality of this field, every rider I've spoken to is saying, well, this is about as good as badminton could ever get.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not an Olympic year, it's not a world year, so you've got an amazing field and, you know, two very exciting Grand Slam hopefuls and, you know, Michael Young in the middle, and then there's still a lot of people on the outside kind of, you know, who could do that as well.
And putting into context, to get that Rolex Grand Slam, it is so difficult. I mean, in any sport, whether it be tennis or golf, I mean, it's the equivalent, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, to maintain your performance at the top level is difficult anyway, but to do it in three of the top competitions is unbelievable, and you know, only Pippa's managed to do that. You know, if it's going to happen again, you know, these two guys are the ones who are going to be able to do it.
Well, I get the feeling also there was a lot of riders out there, including yourself, I hope, will be out there thinking that they want to stop the party.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's what we're going to aim to do. We're looking forward to getting out there, and yeah, everyone's going to be trying to stop them, and you know, they're going to have to put their best performance out there to try and win it.
Well, enjoy the week.
Thank you.
I hope I'm interviewing you on Sunday afternoon. Monday afternoon.
Me too.